I almost take that as Orso being like, I'm the one who's the bully.
Yes.
It's supposed to be me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my brand.
All right. You're a bully. I'm just saying this on my back, looking at the sky.
Roger checks out the cloud formations. Maybe we should cut back to Felucca and Marvin and Bill. What are y'all doing? Felucca just dropped a name we've never heard.
Yeah, she did.
What was the name? Ruin?
Deus?
Deus.
Oh, Deus.
She said, y'all are really not one of Deus's men.
Yeah. So
can I? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go for it.
Okay, I was just going to say, can I roll Walking Encyclopedia to see if I know what Deus is?
I mean, you could just ask.
I guess I could.
That's what I was going to do.
Maybe we both say it at the same exact.
Increasing our likelihood of critical failure. I basically look stunned because both I have the book in my hand that I was looking for, also because like a bookshelf has been torn apart in front of me and thrown across the room. And I'm just kind of trying to pretend that I didn't come in with Poochie at this point, you know, this robot dog that's just like destroying everything. I was like, and just act kind of stunned and look at her and say, Deus? Who's Deus?
Deus is the reason I've been sleeping in this fucking local history library. You know those weird fascist kids to the YouTube channel?
Which one?
The Lacrims?
He must be more specific.
he's the patriarch. It's Deus Lacrim. He's got some people out looking for me. I owe him some money. And you know what they say. The best place to hide from a fascist is where there's knowledge.
Yeah, I think I'm familiar with those people.
Can you turn
I don't
off your library assistant? Also, this thing keeps staring at me, and it's very weird.
The library closes. Okay.
Are you going to tell me your real name now, Hologram, or are we going to still play this game? I think it's fun. I'll play.
My name was Pill.
Oh, you're an Echo Drive.
Yes, but don't say it.
Apologies. Sorry, what were we... Okay. Now, Felucca, nice to meet y'all. Nobody comes in this room. Why did... What? What is a 14-year-old and a hologram caring about local history for? I'm pleased and shocked at the same time.
Well, I'm just trying to learn more about the area that we live in, and we're here to figure out what's going on with the ACK that is on the beach. We were hoping that this book, this local history book, would actually give us a better sense of what's going on there, but you seemingly have a similar interest. And we're also trying to avoid the Lacrim twins as much as possible. So we seem to share similar motivations, at least.
I spout up a little objection of Roger's live stream, and I'd say, well, some of us are.
I assume that's your twin there, young fella.
That's my twin. That's Roger. And I'm Marvin.
Nice to meet you, Marvin. We're all acquainted now, finally. I have some interest in local history. Frankly, not no expert, but I do like an adventure story here and there. And, you know, sometimes when you're killing time in a library, you'd like to read about some old mechs. So it sounds like we got a little little overlap here.
See, you're a fan of those old John Luca films.
Not a huge fan of the old Luke, but I do enjoy the source material. Yeah, they're like I've said, I've been sleeping in this room because nobody comes in here, and you can only read so many local history authors before you need something just that goes down real smooth, if you know what I'm saying. No wrinkles on your brain type shit.
I know this might be a little bit forward, but given the fact that we have seemingly similar fears of the Lacrim twins and their father, what is the debt that you owe them?
Oh, it's nothing fancy. It's no adventure story. I work the docks. I on season I'll go out with fish and chips, off season I'll clean up. Move, just, you know, keep stuff moving. Deus owns all the unions there. They're all fucking, yeah, they're in his pocket. He gives out loans when he can't find work. I haven't been able to find work. You know how it goes. I mean, I guess you're 14, so maybe you don't know super well how it goes, but
I know how it
you seem like you've seen some shit. So he's got goons out looking for me. I'm just trying to keep it together before I can find work, but he controls all the places that I know how to work at, so bit of a double bind that I'm in. And I take it the twins did not fall far from the tree there, based on this, well, based on the fact that your twin, who I assume is Chill, is really ripping into him. Holy shit.
Well, we don't like the way that they monopolize all of the followers on YouTube, so we're trying to steal a little bit of the power back as well.
Makes sense.
Which I don't know if you like prank videos, but check out the channel, because you're in one of them now.
Fucking love prank videos, as long as they're not too mean. You know what I'm saying?
Is up to you to decide.
Well, then you got punked.
Give me, this is not in the system, but somebody, let's do a fortune roll, which is not a thing in this game, but it's a thing that sometimes happens. Somebody just roll 2d6.
I'll do it, because Ricky's online dice seem to be a little bit.
They're IRL dice.
Oh, they're IRL dice. Okay.
Weighted.
Exactly. Weighted against.
Yeah.
I rolled 2 threes.
Okay, so very middle of the road. It's not super.
It's not terribly helpful. Yeah. Ricky's dice, because they're a little bit more weighted.
Although, wait, you are a three. So if yes, we're doing those rolls, let's say that works for a clue.
Okay.
So what I'm doing here, just for, you know, the listeners and the players, I didn't have any idea of how to push this forward, so I made an arbitrary thing, say, roll some dice, because then I could make up how that mattered in such a way that I could push forward the narrative. This is completely meaningless, and I literally was just asking for a random number to see if it could connect to something in some way in my brain. Anyway, so you get a new clue. Ricky, do you want to roll 2d6 real quick?
Sure. I also got 2 threes.
Okay, so 6. Ooh. New clue is a machine part based on the... Yes, I love this. Okay, see? Rolling dice is great. Gets me exactly where I want to be. So I think maybe we're just like sort of gloss over, maybe like there's a little bit of dialogue, like y'all sort of get to know each other a little better, chat for a second. And Luca's like, wait a second. Wait, how did you get in here? The door's locked, and I have the only key.
I just went to the librarian to get this key.
Look, can I see your key?
Sure. And I hand it over.
She takes a look at it and she goes, ooh, okay.
Was I duped?
No, you have quite a valuable key here. It ain't exactly a skeleton key, but it can get you into a few places. This, the teeth on this one, you know the divine mech, the temple outside, just offshore? There's a box in there that belongs to Deus, And I know for a fact that this is the key he uses to open that box. I don't know what's in that box. But if you wanted to, and you could get out here with this key, there might be a little spoil that you could take from our mutual, I don't know that I call them enemies, but...
Enemies.
Okay, enemies. Yeah. Certainly the opposite of a fan. And she turns to Pill and says, if y'all do... Well, actually, I should ask first. I'm assuming you are the dog also, is that just a robot?
I'm the dog also.
Okay. I have a... she pulls out like a slightly modified fuse, and she says, I have this fuse here, and if y'all end up over in the vicinity of the temple, for whatever reason you may have, there is a light box just outside of the temple, and there's a number written on this fuse, and if you wanted to drop it in there on the number specified, I think that could be some light work that would certainly benefit me. Anyway, just passing this along in case, you know, I don't get out much. So it seems like y'all might have some business you could take care of for me, and I would appreciate it. And that's about it.
I mean, if we are, you know, if we go on this, we'll do this act for you, and then maybe we can get back at Deus for you a little bit. Get two birds, one stone, you know? We'd love to take these people down a peg.
I sure appreciate it.
So we need to put this in this box using this key.
Oh no, those are two different things. There's a box with Deus' stuff in it, and there's a fuse box outside. The fuse box is just for me. It would be fun for me if this was a thing that happened. The contents of that crate are all yours.
What's the fuse do?
Oh, it'll cause a little chaos.
We as you can see, chaos is kind of our calling card, so we'll go take a look at the fuse box and report back to you on what we see inside of Deus's box inside the mech. But I'm still a little confused. If you're the only person that has an access to this room, how did this key work for this room too?
Oh, I have the only key for this door specifically. You have a key that opens a handful of other things.
Oh,
like not quite a skeleton key, not a master key exactly, but...
Yeah. Gotcha. Missed that. All right. I, like, kind of invigorated from our conversation, I kind of, like, hurry out of the library. Wait. Okay, so I can't actually hurry out of the library. So... I kind of, as we're leaving the room, I kind of poke my head around to try to see if I can see where the librarian is. So I guess what I'm going to be trying to do is to try to sneak out of the library and try to do it without being caught by the librarian.
Yeah, the librarian's still at their desk. I think we can just straight up do this as a straight up roll.
Okay.
I think it's going to be a detective roll.
Okay.
You get one for it being a roll. I think you have like, yeah, you're... taking your time, so I think we can call that preparation.
I don't know that this is necessarily using my talent, though, so...
Yeah, what's your talent again?
Just being, have a keen eye, like, being observant.
I mean,
I guess it could.
That. Yeah. How would your keen eye help?
So my keen eye would be basically trying to see, like, sight a path that was... like as quickly and as easily get through the door, either through the stacks or along the stacks or like next to the windows, trying to dart through things. And then also trying to like basically see where the librarian is going to be and whether I'm going to be in their sight path. I kind of, in terms of my preparedness, like I am prepared for this, but then I also think that Pill might be able to help me out through this by being a good distraction. Again,
yep.
Might help increase the probability of this going down. So I kind of lean over to Pill and I was like, it's your time to shine. We're doing another prank video. that got a lot of engagement.
Get in, bitch.
if it works, just crank it out. Just keep creating the same thing.
Marvin slaps the roof of a Pill and says... do you know how many pranks this baby can fit in?
This is a prank machine.
Okay, Marvin. So currently I have two prank programmed into my robot dog body, and they are piss on stuff or throw stuff. Which one works best in right now?
I think if you were to walk in front of the librarian, get their attention via barking, and then just pee right where you stand, that would be quite the distraction.
All right, here we go. So I'm fully into my dog body, and I do like the cutest little like robot dog trot over there, and I like sit down and I give the librarian these big robot puppy eyes, and through like a tiny little speaker on my head, you hear like a meow, you know, like a little doggy whine. And I don't know if she knows that I already caused a lot of trouble here or not, or if she would fall for this attempt at cuteness, a cute ploy.
I've been using they/them pronouns for the librarian. Just
okay. They, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they're attentive, and you were pretty obvious with the Lacrim twins. But I think they're also pretty chill. They're like an anxious person, but like
yeah.
So they're like kind of like yeah, like this. Oh, this is cute. Like this dog seems very poorly trained, but.
Piss.
All right, so you're rolling rude?
Yeah.
You get one. I don't think pissing has anything to do with being an encyclopedia.
What about being prepared? Because I definitely am prepared to piss.
I think you're pretty Absolutely. Prepared here, yeah. I think this is a 2d6 to assist.
All right, I got 1-1 and 1-6.
Okay, so it's one success. Cool, so you get an extra die. So Adam is rolling four dice.
Four.
Okay. The original, the prepared,
right.
The talent, right. And the assist. Right. And gotcha. Just for flavor, yeah, the librarian is just like, oh, I really did think this dog was cute for a second.
Until it pissed on me. How does a robot dog even piss? No one knows.
You got a water tank. It's fine. So I got a 2, a 5, a 1, and a 3.
You got a 3. That's a clue.
And then the other two were failures, I want to say. I want to get over, right?
Yes. Well, you did roll a 5, so that would be a success. But when you roll a clue, you can just re-roll. The downstairs neighbors are really fucking going at it with this music. This is great. Great radio.
It's not coming over the speakers.
Yeah.
Not really at all.
Yeah, I upped my Discord gate, but I'm also recording my direct audio here. So,
yes.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Whatever. So, give me another 2d6, Adam.
Okay, 2 fives.
Fives, that's a 10. Ooh, so your clue is something from nature.
Wait, so am I able to escape the library and then get outside to get something?
So the thing is, when you roll and you hit a clue, you can re-roll if you want to. So if you wanted to re-roll, we could re-roll and see if you get a better success or complete failure.
I see.
Do you want to re-roll, or do you want to just take the complicated
dice? I'll take the complicated dice, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. If one die succeeds, you barely manage it.
Okay.
I think that you... So you do manage to get out, but... I kind of have to do it, I think. I don't... This is rough, because we're entering this home stretch, but... I haven't really given y'all many complications or costs. I've been kind of like letting them roll. I don't think that librarian's gonna let Pill get out. I think Pill is gonna be stuck here for at least the next scene if we just go with the single one, a single success.
Okay.
So how do you feel? Will you accept that cost?
No. I'm re-rolling.
Okay.
So that's a 2D, or should I do another 4D?
Another 4. It's the same roll, just, yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah?
I got a 5, a 1, a 2, and a 1.
Yep, so no clue, same cost. except for this time, you don't get to deny it because you have no way to re-roll. So yeah, the librarian calls someone over and they like, how about I modify it slightly? I am going to start getting harder with these costs, but we're also talking about Pill here. The robot dog cannot leave. The robot dog is being detained by the librarian. Pill is also a hologram who can walk around. So,
well, you could take the maybe you could take the Echo Drive out.
Totally, yes. And I think that's like, I think that's easy. I don't know if this was on the actual recording or not, but we talked ahead of time about how like Pill is in at least two different robot dog bodies pretty often and probably some other things. So yeah, the Echo Drive, like, yeah, you can pop out the flash drive and Pill can be in the scenes as a hologram, but no access to the dog body. And I'm just going to say, since I've softened that end, I'm going to make it a little harder on the other for the rest of this mystery.
Okay. It's also probably better for the game so that I'm not just pissing on the whole time.
Pill will return to pissing.
That's absolutely debatable as far as I'm concerned, but...
okay, and then the clue you get, there's something outside in nature. So yeah, maybe, when we last left Roger, he was lying on the ground looking at cloud formations. Maybe there's a picture Roger took of some clouds. Roger, can you describe some clouds that you saw?
Well, I guess I saw some cumulus clouds. saw some ones shaped more like skinny, like snakes. Just all kinds of really bright clouds. Yeah, just beautiful.
Any shapes or anything?
One was shaped like a ferret. One was shaped like a bust, like a head, shoulders. One was shaped like a mech. Yeah.
I am now in the period of recording where I am literally juggling the like audio levels on my input on my like on OBS for the recording and trying to type notes and make up stuff at the same time because like y'all can't hear it, but it's genuinely like floor shakingly loud.
I can kind of hear it, but that's neither here nor there. It's probably worse on your end.
Much. I guess it probably comes out louder when I'm talking because I'm breaking the Discord gate, so you can probably hear it a little bit better. Anyway, so that bust, the cloud that looked like a bust, would it be fair to say you took a picture of it? Would that be a thing Roger might do?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. So when the three of y'all meet up, there's a... Roger's like, Marvin, look! And there's a moment where you both look at this photo of the cloud that has since, you know, blown away slightly, you know, changed shape, but it looks... Which of you realizes that it looks almost exactly like Miss Bo?
I do.
Okay.
I put that together.
Yeah. And so it's just, you know, it's almost certainly nothing, but there's like... And just as a reminder, Miss Bo looks like Grace Jones. Yeah.
Flyest teacher of all.
Yeah. Okay, so when y'all meet up, what do you do?
So I give the rundown to Roger of kind of what, like we ran into Feluca and then kind of, you know, what she was able to tell us and, you know, what the, yeah. So anyway, I was just like, I show Roger the key and say, I think we should go check this out. I think this might give us actually something, both for our YouTube channel and for the community.
cool.
So we should set the scene. Let's introduce our next. So like we're still thinking about the YouTube channel a little bit. So we prepare a little scene to intro this and then kind of have our video on a selfie stick as we're walking up towards the AK back.
So we decided to go just to the ACK, not to the side quest.
I think so for now.
Okay, totally.
Can I do something before we leave the scene of where I was on the ground? I want to like pull a little detective thing maybe and get fingerprints off of the light pole. Seems like it might be good to just have of one of the twins.
Yeah, give me a roll.
Great. Okay.
One for it, one for prepared, because that sounds like you have probably had time to think about this. And what's your talent? Handy? Yeah.
Having tape?
Yeah. I don't know. Totally.
Yeah.
5, 6, 2.
Okay, so that's 2 successes. Good job, as the text of the game says. I think you do it. You have in your possession the Lacrim twins fingerprints. I think that's just like, I'm just going to make a note of that for, you know, this session or maybe someone down the line, because the Lacrim twins are certainly not dying today.
I also like the idea of us doing side quests later in like another session or like in the next mystery.
You're not going to be in the city in the next mystery, just so you know.
Holy f-
what?
Yeah.
No, I want chaos. Well, maybe. Okay, so what I can do is I'll be like, you know, I think that, you know, talking to Feluca, it seems like there's more at play here than just what's going on with the Lacrim twins and, more importantly, the Father Deus. But I think we should definitely try to thwart them and try to figure out what's going on with this act. But I really want to see what Feluca wanted me to do at this other location. Maybe I won't actually flip the switch, but I'd at least like to go investigate. So maybe, Roger. Okay. So let's make our way over there. Let's just take a lay of the land, just see if we can't see something before we do something we can't take back. And then if not, we'll go and figure out what's going on with this key.
Sounds good.
So y'all two want to go to the temple?
Yes.
Pill, do you want to go with them to the temple, or do you want to like set up stuff at the first act?
Maybe I'll go to the first
act. I like that answer, because now we'll have had every possible party composition finally.
Exactly. Okay. Cool.
No narrative reason for it. That definitely has nothing to do with the fact that, you know, this is Pill's old mech, and having some shots of Pill with their right. old mech that they like freed their mom and their like closest friend from. That has nothing to do. I just want party composition.
I love it too, because the Cry twins are like, do we care about what Pill needs? No. Yeah. Let's go.
I also think that Pill has like an aversion to this mech that people use as a temple now. Like, it like really weirds Pill out that right. harvesters are now used like ground.
No, this isn't a harvester.
What is it?
It's Carla's mech. It's your mom's mech.
I fucking forgot about
it. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think Pill wants there.
Yeah. But again, all of these narrative reasons, they're just icing on the cake. What's really important is party composition being balanced.
We need exactly.
No.
100%.
All the permutations.
So the two of you high tide right now, so you do have to swim over to the temple, as Zip established. So you get a light little swim going. We got a. Do y'all have like bathing suits that you specifically wear, or like?
No, but I was thinking maybe Roger could use some of his handy work to maybe like quickly put together a raft or something that would make it a little bit easier for us to get across.
Yeah, I don't think there's any like role here. I just kind of wanted some outfit flavor. But I love that.
I get completely naked. I don't think there's an outfit going on here.
Well, I'm a little more modest, so I have a swimsuit on. It's, you know, like nautical themed, like it's got like the stripes and stuff, like, you know.
Okay. Yeah, totally.
I'm just going for it.
Unless you say otherwise, Marvin is canonically naked right now. We have not established clothing parameters here. Like, that might be just fucking super normal. Like,
yeah. Well, regardless, it's like, I don't want to have like my clothes be wet, and then you're in like a bathing suit. You know. Plus, I'm like going to like do chaos. So let's just get the chaos started early.
I guess I'm gonna take that back. Actually, I don't know that I want a naked 14-year-old on screen.
Oh, damn it. You're right. Fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck. Okay. Well, then, in that case, I have one of those, like, old-timey suspenders bathing suits.
Okay. To get,
like, the trunks. It almost looks like a wrestling onesie, which, you know, feels like a throwback to my 14-year-old days. So, like, here we go.
I love that during this mystery, what we have mostly figured out is that the Cry twins are both sociopaths and the biggest tools in the world.
Like, it's refreshing to play as one of these characters.
You're fucking, like, nautical and wrestling onesie. Like, why doesn't anyone watch our YouTube channel?
I'm like in a full strongman suit.
And then you like pull out a raft you have hidden specifically to cross this thin stretch of water.
We've got like a kayak stowed away.
It's really sensitive.
So you get to the temple. It's, yeah, like we said, it's probably like maybe like 3-ish at this point. There's probably like a handful of people around. Do you go to the fuse box outside first, or do you want to go inside and look for the chest?
I want to go to the fuse box first. So basically, I start poking around. I start, like, Feluca didn't seem terribly descriptive with where she said it was going to be. So I start, like, poking around and maybe use my senses to try to see if there's anything on the outside of the temple that might give some clue to whether or not, like, flipping the switch would actually be... Because we don't know Feluca very well at this point, so I don't really know what that actually entails or what her level of chaos is. So I kind of want to get a sense of whether or not I'm doing something that I'm being basically pretty cautious about, whether or not I want to go fully into what she said before we go to the, you know, the chest, basically.
Yeah. So that sounds like a detective role to me. You're basically just, like, looking around to see, like, if you can find out, like, what this fuse box might be connected to. Like, is it,
exactly.
You know, Exactly. Is it connected to, like, you know, the potentially, like, nuclear reactor inside of the mech, or is it attached to, like, the lights or something?
Exactly. Or does it, like, yeah, put up some funny display on the outside of the temple or what, you know, what have you?
Yeah. Okay, so that's detective roll for, you know, one dice for that. It doesn't sound like you're particularly prepared for this. It sounds like you're kind of winging it.
Mm-hmm.
And then your talent. Why do I keep forgetting these talents?
Keen eye.
Yeah, totally. You get an extra die for that.
Okay.
Roger, you help him? Or are you just going straight for the box?
I want to go to the box, yeah.
Okay. Give me 2d6 for the detective.
Okay. 3 and 2.
You get a clue. And is that also a success or is that a failure?
I think it's a failure.
You want to roll over, yeah, and you're a 3. Okay, give me another 2d6. And then another 2d6.
So I got a 5 and a 3.
Okay, so that'll be an 8 for the clue, which means it will be a business card. Okay, and then what's your reroll for the...
It's a 5 and 4.
So that's a double success.
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah, okay. So great job. No, good job? That's what the tag is. That's good job, right? Yeah, good
okay,
job.
Well, don't... Yeah. no need to sugarcoat it, you know?
Okay, so I think, yeah... Full success. Basically, what you suss out is that, yeah, this is a fuse box. It's connected to the temple, but it's like, yeah, it's like every day. It's the lights. If the lights, you know, get too much power, the fuse will blow and it'll just, you know, stop the like light bulbs in the temple. Like maybe some like video projectors that are inside of the temple. Like it's all pretty.
It's just an electrical box. The light box. Then okay.
Yeah, it's not connected to any, as far as you can tell, which I would not fucking guess. It's not connected to anything that could like potentially genuinely hurt anybody. It would be, the prank seems to be probably more a prank than true chaos.
Okay.
And you also can tell that, like, literally this would take, like, 2 seconds. You just, you know, pop out one fuse and put in the one that she gave you, and then it would be all set.
Okay, cool. So what I do is I turn to my own camera, and I say, like, we made it to the box. Now let's just see what kind of chaos we can't throw into the mix. Mm-hmm. And I, like, very dramatically open up the fuse box and put it in and take multiple shots so that I can then, you know, snap it together so that it looks like like a montage of me going through and going ahead. And I go ahead and put the little piece that she gave us into the box.
Cool.
I like that Marvin's thing is chaos, or saying the word chaos, but I just, like, it feels like there's multiple brands trying to happen.
Yeah.
Totally. I love it. The one that, like, who began as the reserved one throughout the course of this mystery has become like attached to the word chaos.
Listen, it's always the quiet ones. Roger, how do you go about finding this chest? Do you just, like, run around and put the key into everything you see, or is it more of a, is it like that kind of rude, or is it more detective-y, I think is what I'm asking.
Yeah, I think I'm just, like, doing a trial and error thing. Like, whatever I see, like, with the keyhole, I try the key until something opens. So okay. I'm on about my, there's a lot of chests in here. So I'm on about my, like, fourth chest, and that didn't open. So I'm just, like, running around.
Okay, so that sounds like you're doing a rude roll.
Mm-hmm.
So you get one. You are certainly not prepared, but you are handy. And I think that, like, I think you can kind of, it's like one of those things where you're 14, you're not a fucking locksmith. You don't know everything about this, but, like, you can kind of tell at a glance, like, you know, after you've tried one kind of lock, you'd be like, oh, that, it's not going to be something that looks like this. So you can, like, you know.
Right, right.
You can knock out some options faster than you would if you weren't handy, let's say.
Yeah.
And this is happening at the same time, so I'm going to say, give me a 2d6 rude roll.
4, 5.
A clue. Give me a 2d6 to see what the clue is going to be.
3, 5.
8. Ooh, you both get business cards today.
Lucky. What does that even mean?
I will have to narrate something. okay, and then did you want to re-roll to get a...
4, 1.
Ouch.
Another clue.
I love that we're getting thousands of clues and it's hard to make.
At the very end.
Wait, so, and you're trying to roll.
We won't know what to do with them.
two business cards. Like, I get Deus's business card. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
I honestly hope it's a third.
Okay, so that one you did have one success on. And I'm willing to fudge the rules here and say we can make it. No, I can't fudge the rules in that way. Can you give me 2d6?
Yes. 2, 4.
6. Okay, so you're going to get another machine part here also. Okay, and then, so you can either take that one die success, or you can re-roll again, and see if you can't succeed better on Rude.
Okay, I will re-roll.
Better. Don't get a, please don't get a 4.
3, 6.
3, 6. Okay, no 4s, you get a single die success, and I have 3 more clues to give out. You find the right chest, you open it, but you only got one success, so we have a complication or a cost. The Lacrim twins roll in, and they and they start throwing business cards at you like Gambit. wait a second. That's not the cost at all. Ooh, that's a fun cost. This is a fucking role-playing game. You open the chest, and it's... Felucca heard about this chest from, like, you know, some other dock worker who had passed it along for some other dock. And there's, like, she was right. It is a key for this chest. This is 100% a laundry hamper. This is Deus's old laundry hamper.
Ew.
And he hasn't had the key for it in who knows how long. And it's just old, shitty clothes. Like, there's nothing in here you want, unless you wanted... I don't know, maybe you would like to take a piece of his clothes. Seems like a You could detect things. You got a dog. So there might be
right,
some.
Right, yeah. Okay, we'll take, like, a shirt.
Okay. What's it? I love that. It's like an old-ass, like, vintage t-shirt. Like, it was, you know, a fake vintage t-shirt when he bought it. It is now genuinely vintage. And it says, make your country shine. Can we cut over to Pill? How is Pill reacting to seeing Carla, the mech? And what are they doing to set up for the final reveal?
So I don't think Pill has done much, but I think Pill has attempted to scan the thing for, like, life. Not, like, life, but to see. I think Pill's chief concern and fear is that Deanna didn't actually get to achieve eternity, or that maybe she is still stuck and I just thought that she was gone, or that I just thought that she passed on.
So you don't, like, try to suss out if Deanna's in there, even from, like, a distance?
I've been, like, that's what I've been trying to do, okay. Is, like, scan it using whatever, like, systems and shit I have available, but nothing has really come up at all.
I would actually, I think that would be a really good role, if you would be willing to leave it up to the dice. I think it's a detective role. I think you are absolutely prepared for this. I think the Walking Encyclopedia definitely rolls into this also. I think this is a 3d6 roll.
All right. So I guess it's a detective roll, unfortunately. All right. So I have to get at least 1 6, right? Or do I need to get more than...
You need 1 6 to succeed at all.
Nope. Oh, I got a 5.
So you get a clue. Give me a 2d6 and then reroll.
I got a 6 and a
9. So you found a book or journal. And then give me another 3d6 for the reroll. And please get a 6.
Two of them add up to 6.
Oh. Phil, you've never had a good day in your life, have you?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, this sucks. I don't want to do this, but Phil.
Well, I mean, we've never solved a mystery, so I guess this true. Would be in
And this time a mystery is gonna solve us.
No, y'all are gonna have the opportunity to solve a mystery still. It's just a thing I don't want to do to Pill. Pill, you are like doing some long range scans and you fry something internally on the mech, and it's not like you just will literally never know. The instrument that would let you know whether or not Deanna was still in there is fried now. So Deanna may or may not be in there, and there's literally no way for you to ever find out.
Damn. Bummer.
Yeah.
Do you have an idea as to who that journal belongs
to? I don't. Do you?
I mean, I was thinking it would be Feluca's.
Oh, that works. Yeah. Yeah. It's like a journal she had. Like, she's probably run through a ton of them. It's nothing like super like, I mean, you don't have time to like look deep into it, but like, yeah, she works in the docks. She has time waiting for like the union calls to come through. She'll just like write stuff down. I bet there's like a really cute, if you like flip to a random page and there's a really cute, like very early and a very quickly aborted attempt to write something in sort of the style of those like John Luca adventures. You know, with like a grocery list next to it, and yeah, like, it is weirdly close to the first act. So the other thing that happens, we're cutting back. So the Lacrim twins approach Roger, and they're like, "Oh, you found our father's laundry hamper. Great detective work."
Did you smell it out or sniff it out?
And I'm going to say that part of the complication there is that they get to dunk on you in unison, let's say. So a little bit of that work you put in on rifting them is maybe undercut. And as they walk away, maybe accidentally, maybe purposefully drops a business card. So you have Lacrim Twins business card. Marvin, while you are, like, right as you close the fuse box, having taken your full, like, suite of photos and video of the thing, or, like, as you're closing the fuse box, you notice there's something wedged in it, and you pull out Miss Bo's business card. She has been here.
Yeah.
And then it looks like recently, like it looks, you know, it doesn't look torn or anything. As y'all are leaving, I'm assuming y'all are now heading over to the first act. Is that fair to say?
Sure. Yeah.
As you're heading over, because the first act is on a slightly farther island, so you're probably heading back to the raft and then like actually like rowing over there. Next to the raft is another fuse like the one Feluca gave you with a different number on it.
From there, I think we'll just head to the ACK and keep in mind that this fuse might go to the control panel or something of the ACK. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I think we're heading over to the mech to try to see if we can't coax Pill to find the second dog body so we can get Pill to smell the clothes of Deus.
Okay. So you're like halfway between the two islands, and just the disturbances that are like being considered the haunting have been like fairly benign things. It's like, you know, if you approach the mech, it'll like shine security lights. It will cause noise and visual disturbances, basically. It's not haunted like the mech is moving on its own. People will say like, oh, like I went inside and there was like the teacups were flying all over the place type like exorcist-y like poltergeist shit. Those people are probably lying. No one's probably been in that mech since y'all did when you were 4. But so you're halfway between these two little islands and the sun is setting in the background and they both go off at once, both of these mechs. The eyes hit like headlights. There's visual and auditory disturbances. There's like a sort of wailing happening. And there's a rainbow, actually, that now forms. We have a shot of the two of you on a raft heading over to solve this mystery. Sunset, a rainbow over your head between Carla's mech and Carla the mech. And then you get over there and you're on the island. And I think we're just going to do a full-on murderer's row. Like, let's do it, you know?
What do you mean by murderer?
What's the reference? Yeah.
The Lacrims are there. Miss Bo is there. And Feluca is there. Everyone's here. All of your
the
suspects.
Lineup.
Yeah. The Lacrims have come over to dunk on you. and because they're also thinking of starting their own YouTube series on the mystery. Because they're very confident you will not solve anything.
They're probably right.
Miss Bo is there. Because she, as she explains, she says, yes, I've been doing some research on this haunting myself. I think it's fascinating from a historical perspective. And Feluca is like, I had to get the fuck out of that room. And y'all kept talking about this mech, and I'm like, I want to see that. I have been in a fucking library room for a week. Anyway, nice to see y'all. Hope that. How was that chest?
Oh, pretty
smelly.
Smelly. Smelly. It was full of laundry.
Feluca winks at you when you say smelly. Like, I know that's some code for something you probably got. And then you say it was full of laundry. She's like, oh, gross. Sorry.
No worries.
If anything, Feluca is a suspect in the fact that her clues have been suspect. Like, she's like, take this fuse and like mess people up.
Okay. I think
nothing happened.
Ricky?
I think that while like it seems like y'all got kind of surprised to see like the twins and Miss Bo and all these people we've like encountered throughout this investigation at this location, and no one's noticed that like the hologram of Pill seems to just be like stuck, like a record gets stuck. Like you can see that my head is like scanning the mech, but then it just like glitches and repeats over and over and over.
So for us to attend to that, we kind of run over to Pill to see if we can't reestablish connection. Is there anything in the area? Like, given the fact that Pill tried to, like, I mean, we didn't know this, but, like, tried to connect with the mech, is there anything, like, on the mech that looks like a fuse box or something that we could use this thing that we just found to try to, I don't know, make a connection? Or basically, I'm trying to assess the surroundings to see whether or not we can basically help stabilize Pill.
There, the mall had a fuse box attached to it, but I will say I don't think Pill's... But that's just me reading Ricky saying.
Oh, I see. Okay. So I think the first thing I'll do is I'll ask Miss Bo why I found, like, what she was doing with the fuse box at the temple.
Miss Bo tries to dissimulate, I think, immediately at this question, and is like, kind of goes like, oh, I have no idea what you mean. She's a terrible liar. Like, she's a teacher. Like, she dedicates her whole life to that. Like, she does not know how to just be like, oh, she does not know how to take an opportunity to teach and get and lose it. Does that make any sense? Like, she's too dedicated to like knowledge and like the pursuit of the truth to lie particularly well.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, well. Oof. How do I even do her voice again? It was like 3 weeks ago.
I mean, you did it pretty well just before. It seemed like an unplaceable English accent. Yeah. So that's
yeah. She says, "Well, you caught me. You caught me." Yes, I had to wedge a business card in there. Well, because I was trying to get it open and I couldn't. And frankly, I was trying to do the thing you see in films, with a credit card and a door, and I didn't really think it through super well.
I love that explanation. Oh my gosh.
Having flashbacks to Among Us.
Okay. Well, so in terms of questioning our lineup, I don't even necessarily... I guess I just want to know more than anything what this group of people is doing here. Like, what I know that the Lacrim, I mean, like, they're all like clearly, I mean, the Lacrim chimps want to steal our YouTube channel. Galuga just seemed to be interested. This bow seems to be interested as well, but I'm not really sure how to connect all of those dots, I suppose. So I guess instead of trying to figure out what all these people are doing here, I think maybe we should just go inside the mech to see if there's anything to be seen. What do you think, Roger?
I mean, I like that idea. Maybe like go inside, look around for anywhere that we can put Pill, stop the scanning.
Mm-hmm.
Ricky, I think you are kind of the GM in this situation if they're looking for help for your character. So is there anything in there that might help Pill?
Okay. Since you both helped me 10 years ago, I think maybe, I don't want to tell you what your characters would do or something like that, but like in my mind, maybe your first inclination would be to plug my Echo Drive into that mech. Because you see me stuck in this weird cycle, and no one, I assume, really knows much about Echo Drives. They're really an obsolete technology.
Yeah.
This is just a way you know how to handle Echo Drives.
That's what I was thinking, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
And don't worry, Robert. I'm not gonna do quite what you
think. I've got a couple ideas of where this is going, and I like a number of them. There's one specifically that I don't love, but I think we're not going to do that one.
We'll see. So just as a reminder, in the Echo game, we freed Carla and a person named Diana.
Okay.
But Pill specifically didn't get freed.
Yeah, I don't remember. I remember that the final scene was in the mech and that there was some like contacting of a previous entity, but I don't remember like what happened.
Basically, Pill freed their mom and friend Diana from the Echo Drives so that they could like not exist anymore and gave up their chance.
I see. Okay. Like gave up the ghost type of thing.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
And then Pill has been sort of stuck hanging out with y'all for the last decade because they gave
sorry
up the
about
opportunity.
It.
I think that like being plugged into this mech kind of it's like pressing the restart on your Windows in a way. It kind of like boots me and I get out of this loop. And so I start scanning the system more intensely, and Diana isn't there. Neither is Carla, and I'm relieved at that. But there's another.
You did fail that roll.
Oh, I can't know that.
Yep, you can know that Carla's not there.
Okay, but I know that Carla.
Yeah, there's something in. There's some interference in the system that's like. You're almost certain. Like you're really close to being certain that Diana. Like it's you're like. You can convince yourself, but you have to convince yourself that Diana's not there. You can never fully know.
Because I don't see any traces of Carla, but I do see traces of her in some capacity.
Yes.
In some weird way.
Just like fragments, like little
yeah.
things that are like, this is probably nothing, but it could mean she's in here.
The thing that I do find very, very strongly, without a doubt, similarly to how you would see Pill's hologram outside of the Echo Drive, I see Feluca Seafit there. She, in some capacity, is within this mech, despite definitely also standing outside. I think I asked to be ejected and tell you what I found.
Okay, you don't talk to her inside of it at all.
I think I try to. Sure, I try. I try to communicate with her.
Maybe to hop on your, like... on your metaphor, it's she's a bit broken record in there too. Maybe in literally the exact same way. Like she'll like you will like say like hello, and she'll like turn halfway around and then snap back to where she started.
Yeah,
and turn halfway around and then snap back to where yeah.
Yeah, and so yeah, I after many failed attempts, I asked to be ejected, and I tell you all what I found. And I think at this point, maybe the mech is like. On.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
It's just like on.
Oh no, the rainbow has been there this whole time. Like the it's been there has been wailing. There has been so much happening in the background of each of these scenes. I think we cut the audio the fuck out for this bit because that's wild. I would really like it if we could have one quick scene where y'all tell me who who is sabotaging the mech to make it seem haunted. And the reason I said earlier that the reason it doesn't have to be Felucca is the mystery was that it seemed haunted, not that it was.
I mean, if that's the distinction, I feel like Felucca is probably the one. Mm-hmm. Because she's like got all those fuses that can control lights, I think.
Right.
And I feel right. like she like finds a lot of interest in like just that and thinks very highly of that in terms of like what she considers chaos. She's like, oh, like messing with the lights, like that's so crazy, right? So I don't know.
Wow, you make Felucca seem real fucking boring.
She sent us on a wild goose chase, so I don't know.
Fuses.
This is, you know, she's simple. She loves fuses
and dirty laundry. I mean, I would agree with that. I mean. Well, it's just funny because it's like, I feel like maybe we're not the only people that she sent on this wild goose chase. Because she's like, she's holed up in the room in the library that people that were interested in something like this would have gone. So I feel like it's very possible that Mrs. Bo went to that part of the library to see, you know, if she could get some more information. And then Felucca was in there. I think it's very possible that the Cry twins were beat there by the Lacrim twins in order to find the next mystery, you know, that could be solved within the town. Felucca could have sent them as well to the wild goose chase. That's why we had kind of all met, well, we met them in the library. And she's got a bone to pick with a really powerful person within the town, right? Basically, she's both trying to like take down the Lacrim twins and like mess with them because of her beef with the father. So it just seems like she's got a lot of motivation to do something like that. And I feel like all of us kind of are maybe coming at it from different angles, but at least we're interested in that mystery, as it were, but all for different reasons.
That makes sense to me.
And I feel like Felucca has an interest in, she has an interest in haunting this mech and whatever that means, but also in making sure that other people know that this mech is alive.
And she has an interest in that time frame too, right? Like she's interested in that part of history, right? Like, so she was like reading a book from like John Luca, right? Like in that same time frame. So like she clearly has a fascination with that part of AO24, right? So
I feel like her motives or her goals kind of extend beyond this one mech. Like right. We don't know fully what she's up to, but like this mech is a key into like something trying class war.
There it is. Okay.
Can I
see it?
Okay, I'm not sure exactly how I'm going to be in these, because I actually really, this is kind of what I really wanted to happen, is like just sort of talking out like motivations and possible answers to the mystery. And like, I think in my ideal world, you all like go through the entire case you have built up against each person and then like choose from them or something like that. But like, you don't have to do that at all. But also, the case for Felucca seems very strong. Is that who it is? Do we
want to revisit more evidence? Wait, what if, so we're in the mech and we all theorize and we've all like realized like it's obviously Felucca.
Mm-hmm.
But what if we go outside and accuse the Lacrim?
Just for the drama, just for the likes.
Well, because
that's a great
Felucca is really nice, and I think Pill just has a feeling and needs to know more about like why do they have access. How are they able to make an echo drive itself? How are they able to inhabit this mech while also being outside of it? Like, maybe that's a key to how Pill could finally be rid of...
Right. Rid of the Kwai twins.
Yeah. And, you know, fuck those black...
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Miss Bo just completely off the table at this point.
I think so.
You could see her maybe coming into play later, if that's possible. Because, like, she was so suspect when she, like, fumbled her words when we asked her.
And, like, why would one use a paper business card to open a lockbox? It just doesn't even
make
sense. Are you sure you're a teacher?
I was like, yeah, she's supposedly not dumb, so I don't know.
I don't know why that was very funny.
Miss Bo is smart as fuck. Listen.
Yes.
Okay. Well, yeah, that was maybe not the way to prove it, but you know. Okay. I like this idea of accusing the Lacrim twins just to see how Feluga responds and to get some likes on our channel. Like,
get a really sick, I think, like, video cut.
Just, yeah, just to fuck them up.
Yeah.
Fuck them. And to keep also, Feluga out of the public.
And I think, you know, we've shown ourselves to be full psychopaths. So, like, let's just see what we can't do, you know?
I feel like, if you're okay with it, I feel like I want Roger to lead the charge because of how brutal Roger has been to the Lacrim twins.
All right. So we descend the mech down the little ladder or something, and they are just, like, I don't know, walking around the site, like, doing a webcast, and we march up to them and are just like, you two have been doing this and making the mech look haunted. Admit it. We know it's you.
The little crab next to you that I'm in just starts barking.
That would be the most disorienting thing in the world.
We catch it all on webcam.
I think that's the first time any of you have ever seen Azo be like, what the fuck is going on? Like, Azo's usually, like, the more composed, like, you know, Orso will occasionally get flustered. Azo is the straight man and everything, and he's like, and Orso's like, you have no evidence.
Correct.
We have tons of evidence. We have, like, 10 business cards.
You're like, we found all of these business cards.
Whip out my Rolodex, just like...
You've been flyering the town with your business cards.
Can we say that Marvin planted a bunch of business cards inside the mech?
Fuck yeah.
To falsely accuse them. Or that Roger did. Roger did.
Yeah, Roger's the one who found, like, their business card.
Yeah, yeah. So, and planted them all over the mech.
My God.
And I think maybe I, as, like, you guys are all, like, fighting and arguing and trying to accuse the Lacrim twins, me and the little crab body, like, scuttle over to Feluca and, like, raise up her echo drive that we pulled out and hand it back to her.
Yeah,
I want to see how she reacts more than anything.
I mean, Feluca's reaction is, I don't know if anyone was looking at my webcam, but it's exactly what I just did. It's the, a grin, a little lick of the canines. interesting. Maybe, like, Miss Bo, like, walks over and is like, I know class is out, but I am still your teacher and I need to, and it's just trying to mediate between the two of you, like, screaming at each other for likes on both of your respective live chats. And Feluca, like, I don't know. I feel like we get, like, a 15-minute scene of that, in my mind, at least, like, in the television adaptation. But the last shot is a flip back over to Feluca and Pill. And Feluca kind of, like, looks at this crab and is like, okay, you're, okay. It was Pill, right? Is that...
And the crab just goes...
I've never seen a crab salute before. And I don't know that I want to, so I'll just leave that in the non-visual part of my imagination.
That's incredible.
Yeah, I guess I should describe.
But in Fluke is like, yeah. Sorry about my crack about the Echo Drive earlier. Looks like we have a little more in common than I might have let on. I never lied, as I'll tell you. I'm in debt to that man, and I need to avoid him. And there's maybe more going on than that, but that's the damn truth.
And I think Pill maybe says something to the effect of, like, and that's all we really need to know, right?
Yeah, so Feluca kind of nods and is like, those twins you got hanging around, they seem all right. Maybe I'll see you around.
See you around.
Mystery solved. First case done.
Great job, everyone.
Only two more to go.
Oh my.
Hopefully we streamline the next couple a little bit.
I think I have a better sense for how to play that game now.
Yeah.
You know?
I think so too. It's a little bit hard. Yeah, figuring out how to interact with it was a little challenging at first, but I think I got it.
I'm so excited. So I don't know if y'all remember this, but I like divided up the map into three sections when I sent you that text message of the map.
I honestly don't remember that text message at all.
AO24 is the top. The top third of AO24 is the capital city. The middle third is the gold band. And the bottom third is the farmlands. So Mystery 2 is going to take place in the gold belt. And Mystery 3 is going to take place in the farmlands.
Gotcha.
I'm just scrolling. Here it is.
I don't know.
We'll figure out how to move faster next time.
What's that?
I think we'll be able to move faster next time now that we...
Yeah. I think so. Know
what we're doing more.
Yeah. I don't have, any prep for the next two, because we haven't even rolled, what the mysteries are or anything. I just know that there's going to be a mine involved, and there's going to be some... I don't know. Maybe it'll be a giant mech fight. Maybe it'll be chase through a mine shaft. Maybe it'll be a cart ride in Donkey Kong. But there's a mine next time, and there's gonna be some weird dumbass shit I can do in it.
Pretty cool.
Love to hear it.
It's incredible. I love the idea that we could be on a track. It sounds great. Maybe we could have a Temple of Doom type style.
I keep thinking of that.
Events go down.
That bit in the first season of The Adventure Zone where they there's a Groundhog's Day arc in that where they have to figure out the right sequence of lockers to open up to access this mine shaft, and if they don't, it blows up. They put you through some dumbass puzzles like that, just make your lives real miserable.
please, I'm ready. Very nice.
That sounds terrible, but yeah, let's do it.
Ready.
Why not?
That arc is very good, but yes. I specifically chose the worst example.